Yes, hello, 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 and welcome back. You are listening to Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island here on AM 790, your station for talk and business. We are getting all geared up for the July 18th full Waterfire lighting after 1 month of no lightings. And we've got a lot of great stuff happening. We've got Navigant Credit Union and their 100th anniversary. We also have Cox Business, which we were just talking to them about some of their community initiatives and what they're doing. But Cox Business is doing something really cool. I'm sitting here, by the way, with my co-host, Tim Blankenship, our social media website guru, interactive media manager at Waterfire. He really just does it all. And so what we were talking about last, before our Cox guest left us, and I just want to come back to it because it's just really neat, is, Tim, how cool is it to have like a Shark Tank type competition for tech groups where they can win 10,000?
Cool. It's very cool. And if you don't, if you're listening and you don't actually know what Shark Tank is, it's like American Idol, but it's for people who are trying to start businesses, and it's a great opportunity for local entrepreneurs to meet potential funders and get the ideas for their business out in sort of a panel competition.
Yeah, and I think that not only do they win, what, $10,000?
Yeah, they win $10,000, and they get they have donations as far as equipment and stuff to help them get their business started from some of the sponsors of the event.
Because, you know, I wonder, I know that before you even became our media guru and our social media guru, that you had been working on something called, what was it, the Daily Dose, a blog?
Yeah, Providence Daily Dose. It was a local news blog, and we never really got into it for the idea of being a huge business, but it was definitely a sort of entrepreneurial effort, and it continues, and it's...
What does it highlight, Tim?
We're talking about, you know, local news and events and, you know, some of the smaller stuff that might sort of go under the radar, you know, rock shows, you know, restaurant openings, smaller events, bar-type events, as well as, you know, sort of progressive news and that kind of thing. And so we started 2007 with a few friends of mine, and we've been going ever since.
And it has this love for technology and social media and writing and really kind of communicating through this medium. Have you been like that since you were a little kid? Has it always been with you, or is it something that you kind of grew into?
I've been a huge nerd my whole life, and, you know, I was lucky, and we had a computer in the house when I was growing up, and I just sort of was attracted to it as a creative outlet, and, you know, I went on from there, and I went to study graphic design in college, and, you know, Providence Daily Dose, I got involved because people had an idea, and they said, oh, Tim, can you do your thing with the technology and help us get this out into the real world? And I could, and I did, and sort of the same thing that I'm doing here at Waterfire now is just helping everyone communicate their ideas as best as possible.
Yeah, and I know that you, as we had spoken about in the beginning of the show, you've really increased our Facebook population, I would say, and having people talk back and forth to each other, and you really seem to know how often to actually send out posts and what to send out that's appropriate. Is that been kind of more like a live and learn? Or
it was definitely a live and learn type of situation. You know, I've been doing it at Waterfire full-time for about 3 years, and... you know, it takes a while to sort of figure out the frequency, and, you know, we're on Facebook, we're on Twitter, we're on Instagram, Pinterest, and so all of these different networks, they definitely have different best practices that you have to be in touch with, and they all have different ways of you can monitor and measure and see how effective you're doing. But, I mean, just for us as an arts group, it's the most immediate way to communicate directly. You know, aside from face-to-face interactions that happen in the real world, it's the easiest way for us to sort of interact directly with our audience and let them know what's going on and listen to their feedback and, you know, share their experiences. And Waterfire is such a huge event that it's sometimes difficult to take it all in at once, but through Facebook and through our photography group, we can definitely let people know all the things that they're missing or all the things that they can anticipate seeing at each event.
And essentially, now, this is, it, again, it kind of looks like this is the way that people are moving, especially as we look at millennials and anybody now growing up. Everybody's on their phone all the time, and that's how they're getting information and communicating very quickly with each other. And so I'm guessing.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's one of the, I don't know, I don't really feel like it's a downside, but it's one of the parts of my job is that I have to be constantly tuned in to, you know, to what I'm saying. And a lot of what I'm doing is sort of customer service related. So people have questions or they have concerns or they just, you know, want to know, you know, when, you know, that's the biggest question is when's the next water fire? And I can just go and say, okay, well, here, let me show you. And I can get them the answer they're looking for right away. And it's definitely, I don't think we would be as effective as we are at producing our events without these tools that we're using.
Or getting the messages out. Now, for instance, I mean, we're doing Clear Currents on August 15th, right? Which mm-hmm. is when we have the public, we invite the public to join us, and we mount the big, beautiful Japanese, the illuminated Japanese koi fish in those canoes and kayaks. Super successful event. A lot of people. We still have some spaces open, but you really should sign up sooner rather than later for August 15th if you'd like to. But
yeah.
How did you get that? There's a T-shirt contest, too, right?
There is a T-shirt contest. So if you don't know, this is the event we invite the kayaking or the canoeing community to come join us and participate in the event. And, you know, we call it, you know, helping us create the art. And we've been doing this for a few years with the illuminated fish on the kayaks. And we every year, all the participants who register get a really cool free limited edition T-shirt. And this year we decided, let's take it one more step and get the community involved even a little bit more. And let's have a contest to design this year's T-shirt.
That's great. I mean, we've got so many awesome artists in Rhode Island.
Yeah, there's so many creative people in this state. You know, everyone from RISD students to people who have been working in the community for years. So we've got quite a few submissions already, but it's still open. The deadline for submissions on the T-shirt contest is August 1st. So on our website, waterfire.org/T-shirt contest, you can pull that up. You can find all the application forms and info about the shirts.
So that's another thing that we've been able to get out there and get the word out about mm-hmm. for August 15th, again, using your social media skills
really
kind of using everything that you're great at with interacting with people. But I'm really excited about this Instagram. Now, all right, I'm going to really sound dumb right now. I don't know what Instagram is for the most part. It's not on my phone, so I don't take pictures of myself. What is this scavenger hunt that we're about to witness at Waterfire?
So Instagram is one of the newer networks, one of the newer social networks, and it's all about photographs and sharing photographs. And so we came up with this idea for the scavenger hunt. And if you follow us, WaterfireProv on Instagram, you can follow along throughout the day on the 18th. And we'll be posting a series of clues. I think there are 13 or 14 clues in total. And the idea is to figure out the aspect of the event that we're talking about. Take a photo and
share. You take a photo of yourself, like at that space?
Yeah, there's some of them are where we're asking you... you know, meet someone new and take a selfie too. So there's some, you know, somewhere where we're directing you to take a selfie and some we're directing you to take photos of parts of the event. And we have some where we're directing you to, you know, for instance, share a video of braziers being lit. So there's all sorts of different things. And I think if you follow along, you'll probably get to see some of the parts of the event that you might not have necessarily even known about to begin with.
Well, you know, we're going to have to take a quick break, Tim, but when we come back, we're probably going to talk to Spaga for just a couple of minutes because, again, he's taking a break from Bourbon Street and his performance there. But then we'll come back and let's finish talking about the scavenger hunt, what time it starts, who can participate. Everyone can participate, and I think there's some prizes.
There are some prizes.
All right, so we will be right back. You are listening to AM 790, your station for talk and business, and Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island, getting ready for July 18th. Huge, huge lighting. Hello, hello, and welcome back. You are listening to Water Fire Ignites Rhode Island here on AM 790, your station for talk and business. And a very large thank you. We are underwritten by National Grid, our large sponsor, and we could not be here if it wasn't for them. And we are also sponsored in part by Lifetime Medical. So very much a big thank you to those sponsors that allow us to be here talking to you and bringing you behind the scenes, letting you know what's happening, especially for this upcoming July 18th. So we've been here talking to Tim Blankenship from Waterfire. He is our media guru and the creator, along with some interns that he's been working with, of this incredible Instagram scavenger hunt at Waterfire, which, Tim, you were just wrapping up saying the scavenger hunt not only is it fun, but it's also going to allow people to see, you know, Waterfire is so vast that some people, I swear when I've talked to them, they've never been beyond the basin area. So they have no idea what's down in Starry, Starry Night or what's happening in Memorial Park. Is this going to help kind of bring people all around?
Yeah, this will take you throughout the whole installation. And, one of the things people always ask is where's the best place to watch from? And the answer is there is no best place, and you're supposed to get up and explore. And so doing this will definitely get you out and exploring.
Yeah, and is there a certain time that this is going to kick off?
This is going to kick off around 5, shortly before lighting. So if you just have to follow us, again, we're at WaterfireProv on Instagram, and the clues will be coming throughout the night. So between 5 and 8, we should have all the clues already posted. And you only have to get you could solve 10 of them, and we have some really fun prizes to give out. So just stop by. We're on Canal Street near the merch tent at the event, and we'll have some clue sheets for you, and as well as that'll be a place where you can wrap it up and you can get your prizes at the end of the night when you've successfully completed the scavenger hunt.
And now, are any of these kind of like time specific? I mean, because there's certain things that are happening. Like, we know there's a ring of fire and stuff like that. What happens if you get down late? And is that why you only have to do 10 clues out of a bunch of them? Or
there are a couple related to the lighting. So if you miss that, you're still definitely in the running to win the prizes. And We have dozens of prizes to give out, so you know, don't worry if you get there late. We're down there until 10:30 or 11 o'clock at night, so if you get there late, you should still be able to have a lot of fun and win a cool prize.
All right, now help me out here. So when somebody comes and all right, so I'm gonna play the scavenger hunt, mm-hmm. right? I learn how to work Instagram, and let's just say I finish, I've got done all my photos, I'm connected to the Waterfire Instagram site. Are all my photos going up on the Waterfire website or on our Instagram account so that everybody can see them, or how does that work?
Yeah, we'll be probably, we're using a hashtag, it's hashtag WFInstaHunt July 18th. And so we'll be sharing photos from that throughout the night, and then probably the following week we'll be putting together a collection of some of the people's best photographs from the night.
Yeah, and very quickly, Tim, so this is just one initiative. Mm-hmm. Do you have other things kind of that are brewing like in it for the future? Because we've got all these different fires coming up in front of us that we're going to be using our social media at Waterfire, whether it's tweeting or...
Yeah, we definitely try and come up with something new every event, and so we're talking about some gatherings, some meetups for photographers. We're really pushing, trying to expand our presence on Instagram, so we're definitely trying to reach out and get as many of the Instagrammers here in Providence as involved as possible.
Yeah, and you know, so talking about, you know, again, July 18th coming up. By the way, I think our friend Spog is still playing his set down on Bourbon Street because we've been unable to catch him. So maybe we're just going to have to catch him next week after he's done this performance, and we can see what he's up to.
Maybe he'll finish his guitar solo by then.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But, you know, there's a lot of other things that are happening. So July 18th, gosh, what time sunset, Tim, on July 18th? Do you know?
Sunset, I believe, is 8:25 or so. So I believe that puts our lighting time around 8:45.
All right, so perfect. So, you know, a lot of people, we keep trying to reinforce this. Late, I mean, because it's summertime when we start after sunset, it's a late start time for the lighting. But there's always things happening before, from the Arts Festival Plaza. Now you've got the scavenger hunt that'll be kicking off beforehand. But even before that, we got to really pay some attention to our community partners. And I know that Lanny Stack reached out to you from RISD.
Yes.
What is it exactly that they're doing? Because it's something that families and people can go see before Waterfire starts.
Yeah, they have a really cool sort of interactive art exhibit. exhibit Saturday from 4 to 8 at the Reeves Museum. It's called Design the Night, It's Elemental. And it's got some hands-on sort of art making for kids and adults. There's live music, and there's a lot of fun stuff. And it's really, it's a great way to sort of get your creative juices flowing, and then you can just segue right into all of the awesome art stuff that we have at Waterfire.
Yeah, and they've, again, as you said, live music, that's going to be wrapping things up. So if you really want to make a day of it, come on in for a staycation. Come visit us on July 18th. Actually, and also, you know what, remember, it's restaurant week this week. So people should go to goprovidence.com, check out the great deals for the phenomenal restaurants here in Rhode Island. We really hope to see you all down by the river on July 18th. Scavenger Hunt, all of our favorite characters, Michael Grando, Spaga is back, and I can't just, you know, I'm just so excited. We're about to kick it off. And Tim, thanks for coming in and being my co-host today.
Well, thanks for having me. It was a lot of fun.
And thank you to all of our listeners out there. We will be back with you next week from 4 to 5 on AM 790, your station for talk and business. And a very special thank you to our producer, Brett Ferruccio. He puts up with us. Bye.